What's the Topic with DJ Nesh, only on XFM.
So, everybody, yeah, this is an awesome, amazing, amazing week because we're in the new year. Yeah, it's a new year, 2019. Guys, I'm wishing you the most awesome 2019 experience ever because December is around the corner that we have to be aware of. You know, last year finished so fast. This year, I hope it doesn't finish that fast. But yeah, it's a new year and we're going to be enjoying it together. That's why we got an awesome, amazing topic, which is the topic that is going to do the things to be done. Yeah. And as you guys can see, the topic itself is pockets with holes. Hashtag my money is running out. Pockets with holes. Hashtag money running out. Yeah. So there is a lot of people's stories. There is a lot of people's, what can I say? New Year resolution. In fact, people jump into the new year with that, with pockets that have holes. In other words, they jump into the new year with no finances. Yes. Why? Because all their finances actually finished within the period of the 25th of December to the 1st of January. And after the 1st, guess what? There's no money left. That is a lot of people's stories. That's a lot of people's, yeah, perspective. Now this is, yeah, me going into the topic. In fact, the topic is so awesome, but hey, let me not go into the topic itself. So that is actually a foretaste of what we're gonna be talking about, and we'll be back for the new session after this.
Hey, this is Pastor Pearson Pretorius, and Christ music is hot music. This is Active FM. Glory, glory, glory. Yeah.
Getting into the new session itself, today we're gonna be speaking about two amazing stuff. Yeah, it's not really amazing, but two topics, yeah, which are headlines. Two headlines. They're not amazing. None of them is amazing. But the first one is Ukraine declares martial law after Russia's attack. So Russia attacked them, and yeah, I don't understand what's the problem between these two people, places, countries, and all the stuff. Because yeah, when they say the country, represents the people. When they say people, represents the whole country. That's why they label one person by the whole organization. So I don't understand what is wrong with these people. Yes, with this whole country, nations, yes, they are fighting each other. But yeah, they actually declaring martial law. Now, for those who know martial law, it's a bad thing, eh? It's actually a bad thing. Yo, martial law, eh? Yeah, that is not a position that you ever want to be in. And it's something that we don't want to experience. So martial law is actually something that is not awesome. And yeah, you got Ukraine that is actually declaring martial law after Russia's attack. So Russia actually attacked them, and they like, okay, you guys attacked us, so we're gonna respond with martial law. So that is the first headline. Second headline, which is our last headline, Tesla sold just 211 cars in China last month. That is like some other awesome, amazing, yo, experience right there. Imagine 211 cars sold in China last month. Now that's Tesla right there. Tesla, if you know Tesla, Tesla hasn't really been one of those car brands that has been selling. It's obviously BMW, Mercedes, and all of these interesting brands that have been selling. But now you got Tesla out of nowhere, boom, selling cars, eh? And it's now selling a lot of cars. So Tesla's actually sold 211 cars in China last month, and that is actually incredible. That is awesome. That is amazing. So that is actually the two headlines for you guys, which is amazing and awesome. And I hope you guys actually took notes. And yeah, for me, I'm a BMW lover, I'm a BMW fan. So when it comes to cars, you find me in the BMW category section, yes, down there. And yeah, that is me right there. And then for myself, it's actually what I've already planned, I've already like placed on, you know, on the list, is actually I'm gonna get a BMW for myself, get a Mercedes for my son, get a Ford or whatever car that my daughter's gonna want, and then I'll get an Audi for my wife. That is me right there, and that is actually my plan right there. And yeah, it's coming into being. I see it coming. That's why I'm also gonna have a car that's gonna be able to contain more than four. yeah, people inside, and also a house that will be able to contain more than 4 cars. Yes, so that is actually awesome. It's really awesome. And yeah, guys, hope you took down notes. Yes, gotta know what's happening around you, and it's life changing, the news, you know that. Yes, change your perspective on what type of cars now you love. I know, eh? Awesome stuff. Yeah, I'm gonna be the latest BMW owner of that vehicle, the latest vehicle. That's what I meant to say. But you know, you're on the what's the topic. We create our own sentences, phrases, and everything that is awesome. Exactly. Everything is awesome. Yeah. So, guys, hope you took down notes, and you know what's coming your way. Ah, that was me right there having a singing session. But yeah, we'll come back for a short session after this short break.
Rapid Trade is passionate about mobility and solutions that make a difference in your business. From mobile sales and sales management to van sales and proof of delivery. For a demo, call Rapid Trade on 011-493-9755. Rapid Trade. Ahead of the game.
This session, obviously, you know, is all about the music. Now, it's a new year, new music, new genres, production, and yeah, you know, the genres are going to be having some new stuff that they're doing. Now, something that I want to say is secular artists, they're going to also go on another level of producing new stuff that is gonna lead people astray. Same thing with Christian rappers, they're gonna actually produce stuff that is gonna get people on track in terms of going to heaven, focusing on Jesus and all the stuff. Can you please start listening to Christian music if you haven't? Because you wanna actually enjoy it, and it's gonna be really awesome. For those who don't know about the Christian artists, I mean, we got people like Trip Lee, we got KB, you know, you got all of those people. They're actually awesome artists. You got Andy Mino, you got Cannon, like, you got Jackie Hill Perry. There's like a whole list of Christian artists. You got Derek Minor. So Dora, those are actually not Dora. Yeah, I almost said, hey, Dora. It actually reminds me of Dora, 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 the Explorer. Yeah, but let's not go there. We're going off topic with that one. Yeah, but those are actually some of the artists that you can actually listen to. I mean, I love Mr. Derek Minor's Trap album. Yo, like, it's actually awesome. The Trap, ooh, I actually enjoy listening to that album, and it's actually awesome. Yeah, so you got awesome, amazing stuff. It's better than listening to all of this worldly secular music that gets you depressed and leads you astray to think that sex, drugs, alcohol, and all of that stuff is actually the way of life. Nah, that's why you got people in a new year, guess what they do? They get a baby. In the new year, they broke. In the new year, their finances are destroyed. Why? Because they focused on the wrong stuff and they're listening to the wrong music. So the music also influences the type of person that you become in the next year. So yeah, just make sure you're watching out for that as well. And yeah, listen to Christ music, because Christ music is hot music. So I'll see you guys after this.
A grandeza do teu poder, posso contemplar tua majestade e glória. Rei dos reis, eu me prostro a ti. Teu amor é como o mar que vem sobre mim. Que vem sobre mim, tu és por nós, quem nos vencerá? E mais que vencedor, fizeste um caminho para nós. Posso ouvir
eu me rendo e mergulho mais profundo em tua graça. The rain is pouring down on my life this moment, but I'll tough it out, 'cause it's something that I meant when I said I would wait for the sun to shine.
strong and true. Don't give up hope in the darkness. Don't give up hope in the rain, 'cause it will shine. Sun will shine, will shine for you.
Topic itself, which is the awesome, amazing topic. Yeah, so pockets with holes. My money is running out. Now, a lot of people are in that situation. Why? Because of the type of mindset that they come out of when it comes to December. You know, they come out of the December season, you know, the Christmas season, where we're supposed to be celebrating about Christ. Now, yo, I actually want to speak about the Christmas season. And now it actually messes up people's mindsets. It messes up people's finances, their lifestyle. It messes up everything, the December season. Now, guys, something that you should be aware of is the devil is real and is active. He has no power against people, but he's focused. And because he's focused, he's getting people where he wants them to be. Now, the December season, Satan has got people to a point where they deceived. They deceived. How are they deceived? They deceived by thinking it's a festive season. And when they think it's a festive season, guess what is the type of mindset that they have? They have a mindset of drinking, partying, wasting monies. Okay, to them, they don't see it as wasting, but it's a waste of money. They buying alcohol, they buying all of this different stuff that they don't need in their life. I mean, you got food, but now they overbuying food. They even buying stuff that they wouldn't buy if it wasn't according to, you know, people who call it festive season, which is not supposed to be a festive season. it's the devil who's actually deceiving us, making us think it's a festive season. Come on, you gotta have fun. You gotta eat. You gotta eat as much as you can, you know. You gotta eat even more than you want to eat. You gotta go over the capacity of what they tell you, you know. You gotta be drinking. You gotta buy alcohol, all this stuff. Yeah, you got people like that. And the reason why they're like that is because of the devil deceiving us, saying that it's a festive season, removing the main focus of the December season, which is the season of us focusing on Christ. Christmas. I mean, December itself, yeah, we're actually supposed to be focusing on Christ. And it's not just December, it's all of the month, like the whole year, we're supposed to be focusing on Christ. But in December, we're actually supposed to be celebrating Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Not celebrating parties and getting food that is more expensive and partying and showing off and all those stuff. We're not supposed to be doing that. We're actually supposed to be celebrating Christ. We're supposed to be celebrating the birth of Christ and how awesome he is, you know, how we're actually supposed to be more like him. That's what we're supposed to be doing, you know, in December. I mean, we're supposed to be, yo, we are supposed to be more like Christ in December, you know. But instead, you got people who are actually the opposite. They becoming more like Satan. I mean, Satan deceives us so that we can become like him. Now, that's why people get into January and they have no cash, they have no finances, and they are stressing. Why? Because the devil deceived them in December by making them think it's a festive season. Don't focus on Christ. Focus on spending. Focus on parties. Focus on eating, drinking, and all those stuff instead of celebrating Christ. I mean, if you're celebrating Christ, would Christ tell you to go and have a party? No, he wouldn't do that. In fact, you would have discipline in terms of the finances that you're removing, the stuff that you're buying, the stuff that you're drinking, eating, and all the stuff. You'll actually have discipline. Why? Because of Christ. And you got people that are not in that position where they got not self-confidence, but they have self-control because of Christ. And they have self-control in December because they're celebrating Jesus. You don't have people like that. Why? Because the devil is deceiving us. So in order for you to be in a position where in January you coming into the new year with a solid mind that is focused on Christ and your finances are actually awesome, in order for you to be in that position, you need to be focused on Jesus every single day of your life, including the December season. Yes. And place yourself in a position where you do know that December, it's not festive season. It's the celebration of Christ. That's what we gotta be doing. It's Christmas. Yes, the season where we celebrate Christ and the birth of Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. That's the mindset we're supposed to be coming out of December with into January, knowing that we just came from celebrating Christ and we are going into a new year giving the first part of the year to Christ and actually doing the rest of the year with Christ and for Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Yes, that's what we're supposed to be doing. And yeah, you got people who actually get into a position where their pockets have holes. Why? Because they're working for money and they're working for the season which they deceived by thinking it's a festive season. So the devil deceives them and tells them it's a festive season. So what do? They are a slave to money and they work for money just for this festive season, so that when the festive season, according to them and being deceived by the enemy, so that when it comes, guess what, they're able to buy this, they're able to buy that, drinks, food, all the stuff, clothing, look nice, so that other people can compliment them instead of focusing on Jesus, so that they can actually be the ones that are on top and yeah, they're getting all the praise and glory and all the stuff instead of Jesus. Now, they actually stuck in that cycle of working, being a slave to money and doing all of those stuff. Why? Because the devil has them where he wants them to be. He has deceived them. He has deceived them to that point where they're not able to be the master of money. Instead, money is their master. That's why they get into January and their pockets have holes. And guess what? They're running out of money because they're not focused on Jesus. You focus on Jesus, man is not going to control you. Christ is going to lead you according to the Holy Spirit, and you'll be in a position where every single thing that you do, touch, think, prospers. Prospers, not falls apart, prospers. You're actually doing things to glorify God, and God actually helps you in everything that you do. Why? Because he knows you're representing him. So that's the position that we need to be in. But instead, you got everyone who's in a position where they're hoping money solves their problems. Festive season, they don't have alcohol. What do they run to? They run to money, thinking money solves their problem. They don't have food. They run to money, thinking money solves their problems. They don't have friends. They run to money, thinking money solves their problems. Not thinking Jesus is the one that does all of those stuff. No, instead they place money as their solver of problems. And there is a trap that the enemy places them into. The trap that the enemy uses against them. And then you got the second trap, desires of money becoming their joy. The enemy has deceived them. So they think festive season, as the devil is deceiving them. They're like, yeah, festive season. And then guess what? The devil tells them, you gotta have money, because in the festive season, if you don't have money, guess what? People are not gonna be with you and you're not gonna be happy. So the devil deceives them like that. And then guess what? They're in a position where now they making their desires of money become their joy. So they know, if I have money, I will have joy. I'm going to be happy. People are going to be around me. I will get this, I'll get that. Deceived. And then January comes. Pockets have holes. Money is running out. It's gone. Why? Because they made money their problem solvers. They made it their joy, which is not a position for us to be in. Yes, a lot of people don't see that. They don't see that. So we gotta become people who see stuff like that. Why? Because we focused on Christ, connected to him. That's what we need to be doing. So you gotta be starting the new season with Christ as your provider, as your guider. Hey, provider, guider. Woo! Yeah. So we're gonna go for a break, and then when we come back, we're gonna get into the last session and finish it off.
Focused on the kingdom, I'm clinging on to you. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever. Jesus will stay. Jesus will stay.
Jesus will stand.
forever, Jesus will say. The world and its desires will pass, but the will of God lives forever, Jesus will say. Jesus will say.
The exceptional new act of worship album, As Above, So Below, is out. Get your very own copy on iTunes.
The resurrection is what we live for, restoring people back to miracles.
Also available on Spotify, Deezer, Apple Music, and so much more.
So this session, it's going to be more of an intellectual section where I'm going to be obviously teaching, you know, giving you guys advice and all those stuff. Now, looking at it, January, pockets have holes. Money is running out. In order for you to avoid that, what do you need to do? You need to be focused on Christ. Because when you focused on Christ, guess what? You'll have a mindset of, it is not about how much money I make, but instead it's more about God who I'm focused on. Because when you focus on God, guess what? You won't be stressed about how much you make. Because God is going to help you be able to keep the amount that you make, because your focus is on Him. Yep, your focus is on Him. That's where you'll be able to teach what is the difference between an asset and a liability. I mean, the new year, that's something that people need to know. They need to know the difference between assets and liabilities. Even when you become a business person, you need to know what's an asset and a liability. I almost said a liability. I don't even know what I wanted to say, but it's fine. We'll leave it like that. But what I'm saying is, you actually need to be in a position where you know what is the difference between an asset and a liability. Now, something that I was taught, and it was actually interesting because it was mind-blowing. I was taught that an asset adds money into your pockets, and a liability reduces money out of your pockets. So here you are in January, money is running out. You got holes in your pockets because you have a liability. You got a lot of liabilities into your life. You got stuff that is removing money out of your life. Now, do you know sometimes the Lord allows that to happen so that you can actually focus on Him? Yes. Because you haven't placed God first in your life. So why must He give you assets that are going to add money into your life? Because if you have more money, you won't focus on Him. You actually have pride and you think that you're better than God. So what is He going to do? He's going to fill you with liabilities so that they can be taking out money from your pockets. So that when now you have no money, you're able to actually rely on Him. Now you're like, okay, Lord, I need to rely on you, and I don't have the intelligence to solve problems, but instead, money is the one that's ruling me, and it's overcoming the stuff that I'm doing, and yeah, it's actually getting to a point where I need you. You'll allow that to happen so that you can actually focus on Him. Until you focused on Him, then He's going to start placing assets into your life. You know, at the moment, I'm actually speaking to even business people. You know, you can actually get notes from this, like take notes. Now, something that's interesting is when you focus on God, you actually have a willing spirit that is humble. Yes, that's the word. So you actually get a spirit that is humble. And when it's humble, it's actually in a position where it's willing to learn. It's seeking new ways of doing something. And when you have that type of spirit, there's no such word as I can't, because you know that all things are possible with Christ. So I can't say I can't, because Christ can do anything. Yes, Christ can do anything. And you'll be in a position where you're so focused on Christ that you're not like the rest of the people who are focused on, I gotta work to pay off a house. Yes, I gotta work to buy a new house. I gotta work to make sure that yo, that mansion right there is mine. No, you're not in a position where you're doing that. You don't do that. But instead, you're in a position where you're like, yeah, I'm focusing on God. He's the one that's going to take care of everything else. And guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to mind my own business, which is the purpose of God. A lot of people are so focused on other people's lives that they actually get to a point where they don't focus on God. And guess what? They have pockets that have holes because they want to be better than the person next to them. They want to be better than their neighbor. They want to be better than this. They want to be better than that. Can we actually start a new year without having that type of mindset? Yes? Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Can we actually start a new year without having that type of mindset? Can we start a new year by focusing on Christ and everything that he has installed for us? Christ has plans to prosper you. What do you think that means? Christ has plans to add assets into your life. When you have assets, money is coming into your pocket. And your pockets don't have holes. Yes, you want to be successful in everything that you do. Focus on God and he's going to add those stuff. He's going to give you assets. He's not going to give you money. He's going to give you an asset that's going to be adding money into your pocket. Now, a lot of us are like, yo, focus on God. I get money. I want money. So I got to focus on God. Yeah, you're busy focusing on God for money. No, that is not a position for you to be in. That is not right. Don't be in that position. Instead, focus on God for his purpose so that he can add assets into your lives where you actually at a point where you don't have to stress about money. Money is just coming by itself. Yes. You don't need to be there to make sure that you're getting cash. You're just focusing on God, and God is the one that is making sure that you receive cash. Yes. That is the position that we need to be in. That is something that we need to know. Now, something that I have to say is, if you are smart, you would really focus on God and give God everything. I'm at a position where right now, I know where I am. I know where I want to be. And I know what I want to do. I know what I want to achieve. And I do realize that by myself, I can't do it. The person that I need to do it with is God. The person that I need to make it is God. So I don't need to stress about all of this stuff, about money, about me having pockets that have holes. Don't need to stress about that. All I have to stress about is, am I focused on God? That is all I have to focus on. Now, something that I want to actually point out there. You know, it's actually awesome. It's actually interesting. It's mind-blowing. If you get every single rich person out there, you meet them and you actually sit down with them and you speak to them, something that you'll pick up out of all the rich people is the rich invent money. They invent money. They have a different mindset where they're inventing money. Now, all of that inventing money and creativeness, you know, where do you think it's coming from? It's coming from God. It's coming from God. Yep. God is the one that gives you your creativeness. Now, you're in a position where you want to get started. How do you get started? Focus on God. He's going to give you an idea. He's the one that's going to give you the strength to do it. He's the one that's going to keep it going when you achieve it. He is the one that's going to be influencing what you are doing. Yep. Now, don't be in a position where you think, I can do this on my own. Yes, this is the place where all of these things that I want, they are all available. So, yep, I'm sorry right there. That was me taking a moment for you to sink in everything. And then you're like, so, all of these things that I want, they're all exposed to me. And all I have to do is just go for it. No. Do you know you can go for it and the Lord says, okay, you're going for it without me. Okay, let me let you go. And then there you are, you go and then bye. The daily choices that you make every single day, they waste your time. And the ideas that you went for, they completely ruin your life. Why? Because you didn't focus on Christ and you didn't wait for his timing. You didn't wait for him to send you and tell you this is what you need to do. And as a result of you not doing that, you make daily decisions that affect you every single day, including the friends that you get involved with, the friends that you surround yourself with, which are also going to give you advice that break you apart, because those advice are not based on the word of God. They're not focused on the word of God, and they tell you what you want to hear. Sometimes you need to have friends, not even sometimes, you need friends that will tell you the truth, and the truth will stay as the truth. Even when you don't like the truth, they still tell you the truth. Yep. Now, one of the thing is, most of us, we like discipline. So you need to get friends that tell you you're lacking discipline, and right now you need to get a formula that's going to help you get discipline. So you actually suck at discipline at the moment, and it's going to make you angry, but you need to master yourself because you have no self-discipline. Now you need people like that, and the best person that can ever do that is God. God is very awesome and good, and yo, he's the best person that can ever do that to you. He's the best person that can ever speak to you about that and help you master that part of your life. So that is something that we should always have in mind. Yes, because people that are around you that don't think like you, the people that actually don't focus on God, they always try and boss you around. They always try and push you around. So you need to actually be at a point where you're standing firm and solid in the word, and you know what you're standing for. You know your rights in Christ. Yep, that's what we need to be doing. It's funny how all of these things is actually connected to you having pockets that have holes. Yep. Why? Because you don't understand the power of cash. Now, if you're close to God, you'll understand the power of cash, and you'll understand how to master it, because you know how to master yourself, and God will teach you and fill you with wisdom. Yep. Yeah, you are trying to do by yourself everything. You get into debt because you think, gotta get this fast. So if I get this fast, the debt, I can get rid of it faster. No. And then you get in a position where you are stuck. You're very stuck. Why? Because you thought that you are wiser. And God said, okay, let me let you go. Let me let you do whatever you want to do. And as a result of you doing what you wanted to do, guess what? You're stuck in the position that you are in, debt. Yes. But when you're with God, something that's interesting is you become a giver. You actually give. You give more. And because you give more, you receive more. Yep. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, choose your heroes. Now, for me, my hero is Jesus, eh? My hero is Jesus. And alongside with Jesus, there's other people that I consider as my heroes because they are focused on Jesus as well. Yep, they are focused on Jesus as well. So I'm not doing things according to my own thoughts, knowledge, and I'm thinking, I'm the one that can achieve everything. No, I got people that I look up to. Yep, so that's the same thing with you. I mean, people that I look up to that in January, they actually got more finances and everything that they ever need. And you got Jesus on the other side that every single new year, great miraculous things he did. Preached, healed. I want to live a lifestyle like that. Obviously, financially, I want to be rich. And spiritually, I want to actually have a relationship with God that is very strong. So you got to choose your heroes. Your hero should be Jesus. Yep. That's your first number one priority. It should be Jesus. And you should be imitating Jesus, which is the greatest way to learn. So that's something that you have to understand. Understand it. Yep, understand it. It's a new year, so make sure you understand it and you actually get it, because it's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. I mean, I had to learn it the interesting way. I wouldn't say the hard way, but it was an interesting way for me to learn. Yes, mm-hmm. Had to do that. And I learned through the teachings, yes. I mean, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. Mm-hmm. It was very worth it. So, same thing with the rest of you guys. Make sure that you understand what's happening. You actually got the knowledge. You actually got the education and everything. And you are sorted. So that when you get into a new year, you're not getting into a new year with pockets that have holes, but instead you entering a new year with an awesome, amazing financial background, with a perspective and a mindset that is going to take everything of yours to the next level. So, I know this has been an awesome show, spoke a whole lot of interesting stuff, a whole lot of information which helped you and is still going to help you for the rest of the year. And we'll be coming back with more shows like this. But don't forget to catch us on our website, www.activefm.co.za. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter at ActiveFM. Don't forget to catch us on Instagram at ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us on Facebook /ActiveFM777. Don't forget to catch us on Ayono at the Active FM podcast, and you'll see all the shows right there on Ayono. And yeah, you got other places like iTunes and all those things, so you actually will find us. And yeah, that is it for me, from me and with me. That is it, and I hope you guys took notes. I hope you guys got educated. I hope you guys got some interesting stuff that you can do it yourself. And until next time, we're gonna see you same time, same place here on Active FM. And what I'm saying is peace out and God bless. Don't forget to share the shows and like. See you guys next week, same time, same place. Share the shows.
There's no other name.